Welcome, everyone. This is the first and only episode of 5 Minutes to Mars. We are your hosts. I'm Jack Sprayberry.
And I am Sean Howell.
And for our episode, we're going to be talking about extraterrestrial life, stuff like that. So please join us for a moment of pure comedy and interesting topics for a few moments. 7 minutes, 5 minutes, doesn't matter. This is worth your time, I assure you.
What up, everyone? So, Mars, like, there's been a lot of studies on Mars, like how, like, a bunch of landers and stuff have detected stuff about, like, life on there, but there's nothing actually, you know, they've proven it.
I think that, you know, I think everybody has, like, beliefs on extraterrestrial life, whether that be it's false or it's true. And where I stand on it, I think that there's so much in this universe, in this galaxy, that, like, I think it's impossible for there not to be.
Yeah, like, there's infinite galaxies and stuff like that, or there's infinite number of planets like our own that could potentially have it, or that used to have it.
Like, and there's studies of this evidence for alien life that have been conducted multiple times throughout history.
Yeah, like a bunch of like mysterious radio signals and stuff that received from space, like satellites and stuff picked them up. It's like really weird noise and stuff. I mean,
in 1976. Mm-hmm. The Viking Mars landers detected chemical signatures indicative of life. Tests performed on Martian soil samples by NASA's Viking landers hinted at chemical evidence of life. One experiment mixed with soil with radioactive carbon labeled nutrients and then tested for the production of radioactive methane gas. The test was reported a positive. The production of radioactive methane suggested that something in the soil was metabolizing the nutrients and producing radioactive gas. But the other experiments on board failed to find any, you know, evidence of life. So NASA declared it kind of like a
50-50.
Which makes, like, really no sense. Like, are they trying to hide something from us? I mean,
like, yeah, I think the government would try to hide stuff from the public in the alien sense, that, like, cause, like, mass hysteria. I mean, it would answer a lot of questions, but that would be like everybody be freaking out. There'd be news stories on it. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, like, that's the scary part of it, is like, how much of this do we not know, and they're just keeping it from us, you know?
Yeah, like, There's a couple people that worked at, like, Area 51 and stuff, where they supposedly, like, house alien stuff, that have stories about it, where they've seen alien creatures and stuff, or UFOs and spaceships and technology that's nothing like ours. But that's all, like, up to belief.
But aren't they sworn to secrecy, though, when you, like, go into, like,
yeah, they, you are
classified stuff like that?
Yeah, but one guy, he was, like, he worked there for a couple years, but he leaked, like a lot of stories to the press and stuff, and he still talks about today. There's, like, a documentary on it on, like, Netflix or something, but it's, like, a couple hours long about all the stuff he's seen in their stories. And he broke that rule, and he's been raided by, like, the FBI, like, 50 times. And
I mean, you see those stories, and it's just kind of hard to, like, not believe that there's things that they hide from us, and I mean, that there is extraterrestrial life.
I mean, there's countless of things that the governments around the world have, like, hidden from their people. I mean, whether for wrong reasons or right reasons, but in my opinion, I don't think people, like, the government should be hiding things. Unless, like, it's really, really controversial, which extraterrestrial life is, but not in the sense that it would cause, you know, violence and riots and stuff like that.
No, I mean, there's definitely stuff that, like, I wouldn't want to know, but I think I would really want to know if there is life beyond Earth.
Because it'd be like, yeah, that'd be really cool. Like, it's really cool, you know, get some whole new alien species that is a million years more advanced than us, but, like, they're going to come take us over, kill us. Like, that's scary, but cool at the same time.
I think that's, like, the Hollywood type
yeah.
of, like, aliens. I think that it's kind of more biological than just like freaking big headed like aliens coming to like
big old eyes
planet Earth. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, if out of all the planets, I'm going into why aliens even would wanna, like, if they were to attack us, unless we did something like politically wrong and offended them or something. Like, nobody would want Earth. It's, like, there's millions of other planets just like Earth.
Yeah, but I think there's resources that are different from other planets that we have, you know?
I mean, yeah, we have.
That we know of, at least.
But yeah, but there's asteroids, and because we have the same materials and rock ore, you know, stuff like that. That's all across the universe. It's the same makeup. I mean, yeah, we might have more of it, but there's still asteroids that are worth trillions of dollars of the materials that we have on Earth that they could just go and take there. Like, there'd be really no point, because we've drained everything ourselves, or maybe not drained at all, but...
And what I'm kind of going with this is, I think... what Elon Musk is doing with commercial space travel, this could
that's really cool.
Definitely make it easier for us to find out whether extraterrestrial life exists.
Yeah, it would take people, not just like astronauts, and be trained forever. It would take less time to get people into space and more adaptable to space if it's easier to get people in there. Because then it would make people eligible to, you know, go to, there's like the Mars mission that Elon Musk is doing in SpaceX.
It what does he say how long we're going to be able to go to Mars?
He said like 2024 or something like that. Which, that seems a little bit far-fetched. I mean, I know they got the big spaceship, but there's so much preparation and timing you have to go into that.
I mean, took us a crap ton of time to get on the moon.
Yeah, we haven't had a when was the last, like, Apollo 11?
Apollo 11.
I think there was like one more manned mission to the moon after that.
I think now we're trying to get another man on the moon.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that more people. Isn't Neil Armstrong still alive, and like Buzz Aldrin?
I think Neil Armstrong's dead, if I'm correct on that.
Look that up, because I don't know. That's crazy. I think that it was, what was it, like 1970 or something like that, right? No. It was
when,
1966 or something like that.
JFK was still in office.
It's like 1960. Something like that. I don't know. That's crazy. It was like,
what? I remember JFK really wanted, like, space travel.
Yeah, he had, like, a big speech on it, too.
Yeah, he died in 2012. So, that's the main segment. We kind of wanted to touch on that topic.
This will be the final episode.
Antonio's Trattoria, where you can find exotic surroundings, fine dining, and a little bit of taste of Italy. Tucked away in downtown London, you will find the most elegant, fanciest dining experience you will ever have. And I guarantee you that. Antonio's Trattoria serves up food just like Mama used to make, without all the extra helping of guilt. Antonio has fresh seafood, homemade pasta, and signature dishes, sure to please, bringing you back for more.
God bless.
Just like Mama, the folks at Antonio's are always happy to see you and always happy to meet you. Reserve your table ahead of time or just show up for their all-you-can-eat Antonio's buffet night. Check the website for details at www.website.com. Antonio's Trattoria. It's all about family.
I wanted to thank you all for tuning in and listening to this hopefully eye-opening discussion about Mars, extraterrestrial life, and space travel. We have been your hosts, Sean Howell and Jack Sprayberry. Goodbye.